Hare Krishna. So, we live in the modern world, and sometimes people may ask, you are reading these old books, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita. We have cell phones and telecommunication and internet. Why do we need such old things now? So, there is, just like the sun in the sky. We need the sun, whether we are in the ancient times or the modern times. We may have artificial light. But this artificial light also comes from the sun ultimately. If there were no sun, there would not be any hydroelectric power or thermal power. So whatever be the time, the sun is always needed. Like that, the spiritual knowledge that is given in the scriptures is like the sun. It shows the way at all times, past, present, future. So we may have knowledge, we may learn science, and science tells us how to do things. Okay, how we can fly in the sky, how we can explore space, how we can explore underwater. How is all very good. And that knowledge is valuable. But along with that, we need the knowledge of why. Why am I living? What am I supposed to do? So, material knowledge, scientific knowledge, can provide us speed. Can go fast. But it is spiritual knowledge that provides us direction. Where should I go? In fact, two of the most prominent scientists of the last century, Einstein and Heisenberg, they were discussing once. And Heisenberg said to Einstein that he refers to in the Western civilization, we have built a huge ship. It has all the comforts and facilities in it. But it has no compass and we don't know where we are going. It doesn't know where we are going. So, we need spiritual knowledge which is given in scripture primarily for direction. Direction means where should we be going? What should we be doing? Otherwise, we can get more and more material knowledge. We can go faster and faster. But where are we going? We may not know. So, it's like you may have heard about this air flight announcement. The captain announces, I have good news and bad news. The good news is that our plane is going very fast. And the bad news is our navigation system has broken down, so we don't know where we are going. So, if it happens like that, we may go very fast, but we will not get anywhere. Certainly not where we want to go. So, spiritual knowledge provides us this knowledge of where we should be going in life. So, the Mahabharata, it is like a compass. The compass shows us the way. The scriptures in general. So, from the Mahabharata, I will take one particular story or one particular character and talk about him. How many of you know about Arjuna and Karna? Okay, how many of you know about Arjuna? Okay, everyone knows. Karna? Oh, good. Everyone knows about Karna also. So, what do you think about Karna? Was he a good person or a bad person? Yes?
He was a controversial person.
You have given a safe answer to a controversial question. Okay. What is your name?
Ananya.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I didn't recognize you. Okay. Yeah, Ananya. Right. Okay, he was a controversial person, right? So, anyone else has any opinions? Was he good or was he bad? Okay, so he was, as he rightly said, a controversial person. Okay, now, if we look at his life, there are two aspects we will look at. And when we say controversial, what does it mean? There is something which is right, something which is wrong. So some things that happened to him, some things that he did, either they were right or they were wrong. So can anyone say what was good about him? Okay, someone else? Yeah. What was... You know about Karna or should I tell the story briefly?
story.
Okay. So, I'll just tell it briefly, then we can have... So, Karna, there are the five Pandavas, you know, in the Mahabharata. So, Arjuna is one of them. And before their birth, Kunti had another son, who was Karna. And he did not live with his brothers. He was born and brought up by another person who was a charioteer. And nobody knew that he was a warrior. But still, he learned archery. He became a warrior. But because he was not born as in a warrior family, often people treated him as like a charioteer, not like a warrior. He did not get the honor. And at one time, when Arjuna had completed his education, Arjuna was exhibiting. And all the Pandavas, all the students were exhibiting their skills, how they had learned. So at that time, Karna gate crashed over there. And he said, I will exhibit everything that Partha, I will show everything better than what Partha has done. Partha, who is Partha? Partha is another name for? Whom? Arjuna, yeah. So then, Karna exhibited all the skills equal to Arjuna. He did not exceed, although he had said, I will exceed. He did not exceed. But then after that he said, I would like to have a duel with him. One-to-one fight. Which one like, you know, sometimes some people show boxing moves. How you can fight. But he said, no, I don't want to show moves. I want to have a real fight. So he said, let's fight. So at that time, they asked, who are you? No, if there is a Wimbledon championship is there, Wimbledon finals is going on. And some unknown player comes over there. And he says, I want to challenge the defending champion. He says, no, what is your ranking? What is your background? You need to know that. How can you otherwise challenge? So they asked him, what is your background? So at that time, he hung his head because he was not a warrior. So Duryodhana, all of you know Duryodhana? He was the villain, more or less the villain in the Mahabharata. So he saw this opportunity. He always wanted to defeat the Pandavas. And Duryodhana was thinking, you know, I will get the better of Bhima. But who will get the better of Partha? When he saw Karna, he thought, yes, this is my opportunity. And immediately he went there and he said, oh, you think that he is not a warrior? I will make him a warrior. I will give him a kingdom right now. And at that time, Karna felt very indebted to Duryodhana. Oh, you helped me when I was being dishonored. You honored me. He says, I will give up my life for you. Whatever you tell, I will do for you. So Duryodhana said, oh, Karna, I don't want anything. I want only your friendship. So they embraced each other and Karna was made into a king. And they were about to fight. But at that time, the sun set. The time got over. So there was no fight at that time. Now later on, this was the time when Duryodhana and Karna became friends. Afterwards, on many occasions, the Kauravas tried to unfairly attack and even kill the Pandavas. Anyone knows any of the incidents? Yes?
In the fire.
Yes, in the fire. They had asked them to go to a distant place called Varanavart. And where they had a house made of lac. They tried to burn them. So initially, Karna was a good guy. And he said, why do you do all these schemes? He said, if you want to defeat the Pandavas, let's challenge them to a fight. We will defeat them, we'll kill them, we'll take their kingdom. But Duryodhana had another assistant. His name was Shakuni. He was an evil guy, wicked guy, cunning person. So what he did, the Shakuni, he told, no, no, you should not fight with the Pandavas. Let's do like this. So now Karna agreed. So like that, one after another, Duryodhana did many schemes and Karna went on with them. Initially, he used to oppose, but afterwards, just went along. And finally, the Pandavas were invited to a gambling match. And in the gambling match, say, which is a sports you are... How many of you know tennis? Okay, many of you know tennis. So which are two good countries in tennis? Any two top countries? Okay.
How about America?
Okay. Okay.
Serena Williams in women's tennis.
Yeah. Yeah, women's tennis is unmatched. Okay. Okay, what I'm giving the example is, per se, there is, you know, normally tennis is an individual sport. But suppose it's a team sport. Davis Cup is a team event. So say Brazil is playing against Sweden. Sweden is considered to be a very good country. And then Brazil says, okay, like come for a match to us. And when they are about to play a match, Brazil, instead of putting their players, they put the players from some other country. Say America. Suppose America has very good players. Now, can you do like that?
No.
That's unfair, isn't it? So, the Pandavas were invited for a gambling match. And when they were invited for the gambling match, at that time, Yudhishthir came. Yudhishthir did not want to gamble. He said, why do you want to gamble and waste money like this? But he said, no, it's a challenge. You have that you accept it or you accept that you are a coward. So Yudhishthir came. And when he came, Duryodhana should have played with him. But Duryodhana said, on my behalf, Shakuni will play. He says, how can you do that? He says, it's, if you are playing, you should be playing. Not that somebody else plays on your behalf. So again, they said, listen, if you are afraid, no need to play. So now Yudhishthir, because all the family elders were there, Dhritarashtra was there, so he did not object, so he played along. And he lost everything over there. He lost his kingdom, lost his weapons, lost his wealth. He gambled himself and he lost himself also. And then he gambled Draupadi and he lost Draupadi also. So now all this time, by this time, although Karna had initially been quite virtuous, by this time Karna became spoiled. He became spoiled. And by the, what does spoiled mean? That because he was living with Duryodhana, see when we live with some people, wherever we are living, we want to feel a sense of belonging. Suppose you come to this class and nobody looks at you, nobody talks at you, you will feel left out. So if we are in a circle, we want to belong to that circle. We want to be accepted and respected in that circle. So Karna belonged to this circle of Duryodhana and he wanted to be respected there. So, although his nature was good, in order to please Duryodhana, in order to be accepted in Duryodhana's circle, he started doing bad things. So, in this assembly, what did he do? When Draupadi was gambled, he said that, call Draupadi and let us disrobe her. Let us cheat, let us dishonor her. And in this way, he did many bad things. Now, suppose, where is the... Say, this is a circle of right things. And this is a circle of wrong things. So suppose, now is speaking lies, is it the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? How many of you say speaking lies is wrong? Okay, everyone. So you say speaking lies is wrong. Okay, now suppose you are at your home and some murderers are chasing a victim. Some criminals are chasing a person to attack and wound and plunder and kill him. And that person comes to your house. And he says, please save me. Please hide me somewhere. And then you hide him there. And then the thieves come and knock on the door. And now they say, we'll break the door down. Open it. Now you open. Is there anyone here? Now, should you speak the truth or should you lie?
Lie.
Lie. Are you doing the wrong thing?
No.
Why not?
Because you lie
for a
good reason. Because? You're lying for a right reason.
You're lying for a right reason. Okay, good point. So, that means, here, when you talk about morality, right and wrong, so there is one understanding of morality which is called as categorical understanding. Categorical understanding. So categorical morality means this is the right, this is one category, this is wrong, this is another category. And these two are separate categories. What belongs here cannot belong here. What belongs here cannot belong here. So this is a categorical understanding of morality. But, as I said, normally lying is bad. So, but in this particular situation, if somebody's life is in danger and it can be saved by lying, then lying becomes good. So, another understanding of morality is contextual morality. Contextual Contextual means what is right and what is wrong is not always determined in absolute category. It depends on context. It depends on time, place, circumstance. It depends on consequence. What will be the effect of a particular thing? So, from the context, what is right and what is wrong is to be decided. It's not an absolute principle. So anyway, Karna, he dishonored Draupadi very viciously. And later on, when the Pandavas were exiled, they stayed in the forest, then they came back, and they were supposed to be given their kingdom. So he refused the kingdom. The Duryodhana said, I will not give any kingdom. Now, sometimes when you want to say no, there are different ways of, if somebody asks, you know, can you come for a picnic? You say, no, I am busy. Yeah, actually, I would like to come, but I have other things to do. It's a polite way of saying no. You know, if you just, if somebody asks, can you come there? No. You don't even explain, just go away from there. No, that's rude. If you say, the sky may fall down, but I will never come with you. No, that is not just a no, that is an expression of arrogance and hatred. Isn't it? So like that, you know, Krishna had himself come to the Pandavas. Krishna is God. And even if he had come to the Kauravas. And even if the Kauravas, Duryodhana did not accept Krishna as God. Still, Krishna was a great warrior, a powerful king. And he deserved respect. So what Krishna had come to the Kauravas to say, let's see, both of you are cousins. And now you have a kingdom. You should divide the kingdom in half. Both have Pandavas and Kauravas have right to kingdom. But Duryodhana did not agree. Then Krishna said, okay, we want to avoid fighting. So just give five villages. There are five Pandavas. For each of them, one village. Now, it is a big come down. Krishna is going so far out to compromise. From a kingdom which had hundreds and thousands of villages, Krishna is saying, just five villages. And what did Duryodhana say? He said, I will not give enough land to put even the tip of a needle through. So, it is a very blunt and rude no. So, this was how Duryodhana was so arrogant. Then Krishna thought that the war is going to take place. But let us try to minimize the violence, minimize the destruction in the war. So he said that Duryodhana got a lot of confidence from Karna. Because Karna is a very powerful warrior. He will defeat and kill Arjuna. So Krishna went to Karna. And Krishna told Karna, let's see, you know that Duryodhana is evil. That Pandavas have a right to the kingdom. You know, suppose your father brings home, it's your birthday. There are two twins. And the father brings on birthday, brings two birthday cakes. And one brother takes both the cakes. And the other brother says, you should give me one cake. He says, what to speak of one cake? I will not give you one particle also. So the Kauravas were doing like that. You know, it is a kingdom, I'll not give so little. So Krishna said, you know, Krishna told Karna, you know that the Pandavas have a right to the kingdom. That Kaurava, that Duryodhana is evil. And you are a heroic person. You are a wise person. Says, come on the side of the Pandavas. Come on the side of right and you will be victorious. Not only will you be victorious, Krishna tells all, see, you remember I said that Karna was also the son of Kunti, the first son. He says, you can even become the king. With Duryodhana, you will never become the king. So, come on the side of the Pandavas. Now, Karna said, no, how can I do this? He said, when I was unknown, at that time, Duryodhana helped me. Duryodhana honored me. Duryodhana gave me a kingdom. And thus, what happened? Because he gave me the kingdom, he was able to. I had so much honor. And depending on me, he is fighting. So he is my friend. How can I let down my friend? I cannot give up my friend. So I have taken a promise that I will always be there for my friend. And so I will surely be there here. So now, normally, if we make a promise to a friend, should we honor that promise or not honor that promise? Sorry?
It depends.
Yeah, normally? No.
Normally
you keep it, isn't it? Suppose your friend says that, okay, we'll be going out for a picnic. And please come with me. Then we normally go for a picnic. But then, if after you start off for a picnic, the friend has not told you where you are going. And the friend says, you know, when you start off for a picnic, let's go and do some mischief. Now there is a shop over there. The shopkeeper is always very rude to us. So we'll go and throw stones and break the windows of that shop. Now, when you promise to go there, you're going for a picnic. But when you find out that person is doing something wrong, should you go along with that? What is more important? It is good to honor one's word, but then there are other principles also to be considered. If a friend is telling you to do something wrong, we should not do that. So, what happened with Karna is, like I said, lying is normally wrong. So, not keeping one's promise. So not keeping promise, it is normally wrong. But if the promise makes us do something which is bad, then should we keep that promise? No. So what happened with Karna is that he said, I'm so devoted to my friend that I will do whatever my friend tells me to do. And so he fought on the side of evil. Krishna told him, O Karna, you know that the truth will win. The Pandavas will win and you will be defeated. So come on the side of the Pandavas and you will have victory. Karna said, no, I will be faithful to my friend. And I will leave. I will not give up Duryodhana. Then Krishna embraced Karna. And Krishna told him, that then we will meet on the battlefield. We will meet on the battlefield. And that's where they met. Now, later on, do any of you know how Karna was killed? Who killed Karna? Yes?
Arjun.
Okay, and how was he killed?
He was pulling his wheel out of the mud because he was cursed by his teacher he was cursed by someone that his wheel would get stuck in the earth when he most needed it. So all those curses came true
Yeah, good. Thank you. So what happened? The Kurukshetra war, it went for how many days? Anyone knows? It was there for 18 days. Okay, yes, very good. So 18 days. Now for the first 10 days, Bhishma was the commander. Next 5 days, Drona was the commander. The next 2 days, Karna was the commander. So in the 17th afternoon and evening, when the fight was going on, so Karna on one side was wreaking havoc on the Pandava forces, and on the other side, Arjuna was wreaking havoc on the Kaurava forces. And finally, both of them met. And they had a long, long, long fight. It just went on and on. And everybody knew this was the decisive fight. Like sometimes, you know, if they say here, you know, recently there was a US Open. So in the US Open, there are many matches going on initially. There are different courts and different matches are going on simultaneously. But then as you come towards the quarterfinal, semi-final, final, then there are no other matches going on. It's only this match is going on. So like that, when Karna and Arjuna started fighting, all the other warriors stopped fighting. They said, let's watch this fight. So they were all watching and both of them were fighting extremely well. And nobody could get an upper hand. And finally, Karna started shooting special arrows, celestial arrows. And he started overwhelming Arjuna. Then Arjuna also started using that kind of arrows. And he countered Karna. And then, just like, so Karna had a special weapon. So he took that weapon, and in that arrow, a demon came inside. You know, he entered into that arrow and he made that arrow very powerful. Now normally, if you have seen boxing matches, you know, the boxers, if one boxer is hitting another boxer, so boxers try to deal with it in three ways. One is somebody hits, you dodge the blow. Now he's hitting here, just dodge it. The other is you let him hit, but in the process of hitting, he will come close to you. And when he comes close to you, you can hit him back. So yeah, like you tolerate the blow so that you can hit him back. Because if he's far away, you can't hit him also. So one is dodge the blow. The other is endure the blow. And third is counter the blow. Counter means that that person is boxing and we hit back at the punches only. So like that, when Arjuna and Karna were fighting, so they would do this, one of these three things. When Karna would shoot an arrow, either Arjuna would send his own arrow and cut that arrow down. Or Krishna would move his chariot away so that the arrow would just go by. Or third is, Arjuna would let that arrow hit him. Now he had a armor. So because of his armor, he said that even if the arrow hits, nothing will happen to me. So when Karna sent this arrow, Arjuna decided to let it hit him. He said, doesn't matter. I will shoot him otherwise. But Krishna knew that this arrow is very dangerous. It is a deadly arrow. It could have killed Arjuna. So as that arrow was coming along, so in the Kurukshetra war, where was Krishna? Whose chariot? Arjuna's chariot, yes. So normally, just like in a car, the chauffeur is ahead. And normally, the owner may be sitting next to him or behind him. So in the charioteer is ahead. And Arjuna was behind. So usually the charioteer is a slightly lower level. Because if the charioteer is the same level, then the warrior will not be able to see only. Charioteer is at a lower level, the warrior is at a slightly higher level. So Arjuna was at a higher level, Krishna was at a lower level. And Krishna saw this arrow coming. And Krishna realized, oh, this is a dangerous arrow. This is the snake arrow, it was called. So, and that arrow is speeding along. So Krishna suddenly just put his foot down on the chariot side. Like there is footrest on the chariot. He banged his foot down with such force that Arjuna's chariot sank into the ground. It just went several, almost one and a half feet into the ground. So because of that, the arrow which was meant to cut Arjuna's head. So the arrow was supposed to come here, but Arjuna went down. So the arrow hit him here. And it knocked off his crown. Knocked off his crown. So when he knocked off his crown, at that time, Arjuna realized, oh, this is a very powerful arrow. And Krishna told him that what the arrow was. So, just before that arrow had started off, Karna's charioteer was another warrior named Shalya. So, Karna had told Shalya had told Karna, see, shoot at Arjuna's chest. Why shoot at his chest? Because even if you go a little off target, now, below the chest is stomach. There also you can wound very severely. There also if you go, you will kill him. And above the chest is the neck. There also you eat, you will kill him. So a safe shot was at the chest. But Karna just did not want to win. He wanted to win in a spectacular way. You know, any of you know cricket? Some of you know. Okay, so. Baseball is also similar. So, you know, you can just score one or two runs and you can win a match if that's what is required. But some batsmen think, you know, last runs, I will hit a sixer. Or I will hit a home run. And in trying to hit that, it gets out. So Karna, what he wanted to show, not only can I defeat Arjuna, but I will shoot my arrow in such a way that Arjuna's head will fall off. And the head will fly away and everybody will see how I defeated Arjuna. So he shot at the neck. And what happened? Krishna pulled Arjuna down and then it just knocked off his crown. So now, because Arjuna's chariot had gone down. So it had sunk in the ground. Now at this time, if the chariot has gone down, Arjuna cannot move because the chariot is down. Now Arjuna did not tell Karna, "Hey Karna, wait, see, my chariot can't move. My chariot has gone." He said, "Stop, stop, don't fight." Arjuna kept, although his chariot was immobile, he kept fighting. And what did Krishna do? Krishna immediately got off the chariot and he, with his huge strength, he lifted the chariot from the ground and he brought it in normal condition, and then they started fighting. He got climbed on the chariot and they started fighting again. And later on, Karna also did the same thing. Same thing happened to Karna. His chariot went under the ground and it would just not come out. So at that time, Karna told Arjuna, "Oh Arjuna, don't shoot now. Don't be a coward. Wait till my chariot has come out, then I will fight. Then I'll fight and I'll kill you. Fight honestly." So Arjuna put his bow down and waited. But then Krishna spoke. Krishna said, Oh Karna, it is good that you remember honesty now. So you forget to be honest when it is not convenient for you. That's like if you have a friend. You know, when he makes a promise, he forgets to keep the promise. And when you make a promise, he says, "Hey, you should remember your promises. You should remember your promises." No, promises have to go both ways. So Krishna told Karna, "There are so many times you have been dishonest. What happened to honesty at that time?" So he says, "If it was honesty at that time, Arjuna will use the same honesty now. Say, Arjuna, shoot." And he shot the arrow and he killed Karna. And after Karna was killed, within one day, the whole war got over. The next day, all the other armies, soldiers were defeated or they fled or they were killed. And then they won the war. So now, here, Karna, if you look at his whole life, he was a good person. But because of his desire to please Duryodhana, he became bad by that. So we'll see in our life also, if you have good friends, they will bring out, they will make you want to do good things. But if you have friends who are doing bad things, then in order to belong to them, in order to be with them, you will start also doing bad things. So the Mahabharata, as I said, this is categorical morality and this is contextual morality. So we should be truthful, we should be honest, but we have to know what is right and wrong. It's not an absolute truth all the time. It will vary according to situation. So are there any questions? Yes. If you don't have questions, then I will be asking you questions. Which one do you want?